Glory to your name, Jesus. It is good for us to be here. It is really, really, really good for us to be here. Oh, and again, today, I want to especially again welcome those who've joined us online. We love you. We love you. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Give them a big hand. You know, they're not just they join and they just have this faith in this connection with us. When you're there online, you know, we are here and we can see each other and we can relate and, you know, relate to the meeting. But there's somewhere, maybe you're in the room now, maybe on a journey or somewhere in the house, you just join online and they just have this image of what we're having and just faith. They release their faith to join us online. So we honor you. We love you. We are happy you're there. And I believe, God, that the impact of the meeting, though you're not here physically, is the same impact you sense and you receive in your life. Amen. I believe God. There's no distance in the realms of the spirit. And so the Lord is able to touch you, to heal your bodies, transform your soul, and transform your life, you know, and increase you and bless you by this same word that you receive right from, you know, from online with us. Amen. All right. So I'm happy to be here today. And last week we had a great meeting. I believe we were so blessed by Pastor Faith sharing with us. Come on. You know. How to abide, stay in Christ, share with us something very powerful. I trust your blessings last week. But I'm back and I want to continue my army matter. Amen. I want to continue my army and soldier matter. You know, a soldier, I want to talk to you about a soldier in an army. A soldier in an army. We talked about, I asked the question 2 weeks ago, are you in the Lord's army? And we opened up our hearts, we began to see, and we said something very powerful. If you can remember, we said that we receive our salvation, but we accept our calling. Yes, right? Come on, are you here? Yes, we receive our salvation, and but we accept our calling. The calling is not going to fall on our heads. It's not going to force us. We're going to have to accept our calling. And the Lord wants us, you know, like in the case of Isaiah, we read in Isaiah, it says, who will go for us? You know, who will we send? Who can I want to send somebody, and who will go for us? And we saw that Isaiah had to accept the calling. He had to accept the calling. And then we looked at, you know, three things. Last time I was here, we considered three things and about this receiving and accepting the calling. And we said, listen, there's no pressure. There's no pressure at all. No stress. Come on. We said no pressure, no stress, no sweat, and no fear. No pressure. You know, sometimes when we talk about the calling of the Lord and what the Lord wants you to do, you know, there's this, you know, and there's like, there's this pressure on you. You have to say yes, or else the world will end, or else even himself will just stumble, because the things he wants to do, he will not be able to do it unless you step up. No, you step up, it will be a beautiful thing, but there's no pressure. He will do what he wants to do. He will accomplish his purpose on the earth, with or without you. It's only beautiful when he wants to do it with you. Are you here? And I said, no stress. This is not going to be by your power. It's going to be by his power. The Lord wants to use you. Sometimes we begin to think about what we want to do for the Lord, and we forget that he just wants to use us. There's a huge difference, so, between what you want to do for the Lord. Immediately you accept your calling, you are thinking, hey, I will do so many things for the Lord. He said, no, I don't want you to do anything. I just want to use you. Sometimes your doing gets in the way of this whole problem, this whole matter. You get to cause all manner of problems. God wants to use you. It's not about doing. And when we think about doing, we begin to bother because we can't really do so much. And I will address that, some work in that direction today. And then we said the last thing, we said no fear. Come, are you here? I'm just doing that stuff because I'm coming back to army, soldier. And last week, we got that break from... when Pastor Faith shared with us, I had to take a trip last week. And we said no fear. Many a times when we accept the calling of the Lord, when we accept our calling, we are afraid. We begin to fear. The fear is, what will happen to my life? Who will I marry? Will I have money? I think my life, you know, when the Lord calls us and wants us to do something for him, we begin to think so far into the future. We are thinking so far into the future, and then we begin to fear. If I accept this calling, what will happen? Yeah, we don't even know next month. Just relax. Accept the calling. Do what the Lord wants you to do, and then you see his glory, his mercy, and his love unfold in your life. No fear. You know, we're just afraid. We fear for nothing. We're thinking so much about all the negative things that can happen in our lives as a result of accepting the will of God, the calling of God for our lives. But what about all the positive things that can happen in your life as a result of, accepting the calling? Come on. I step up to pastor, and all that I'm thinking, I will marry, I'll be broke, I'll be poor. Oh no, my life. What about if I've got a good marriage, I have good children, and money flows from everywhere? You're not saying, I don't know, you're just smiling. Why you don't think like that now? Why the fear? Why do you always come in fear when the Lord calls us? When the Lord wants you to do something? Why do you always say, listen to me? The Lord says, preach. Talk to this person or talk to this boy. And your first thought is, you know, go listen. He will not change. But why do you go negative? Why not I'll preach to this boy and this boy will open up his heart to Jesus and become and be saved and bam, his life will turn and I'll be excited and he'll be excited. Come on. He will just tell me to get out. I don't want to hear any message. Why does that come? That is fear. And I hope that if you just joined us maybe the first time or you're just hearing this part, it was a 2-part series I did. Are you in the Lord's army? Right? The 2-part series, and I just recap that for you. But today, I want to talk to you about a soldier in an army. Because we talked about the concept of the Lord's army. And again, it becomes a problem. It becomes a challenge. We begin to consider, immediately you accept the call, we're going to consider army. And sometimes we miss that the fact that the army is made up of soldiers. Come on, soldiers. So what I want to consider today, I want us to look at the significance of a soldier in an army. Come on. Immediately we talk about accepting this call, accepting and doing what God wants you to do. Speaking to somebody, that's like I said, just talk to somebody. Lord says, oh, talk to this boy, or talk to this girl, or come around for outing. Many you say, okay, I want to do that. Something comes to mind, and it's not just a church problem. It's like a generational problem. I'm speaking in this direction because I think if there's been something bubbling in my mind, I'll share. Maybe when it comes to money, business, and economics. Immediately you want people to do something and they say, I want to do it. They want to do it big. Either I'm doing it big or I'm not doing it. They begin to have this thought of greatness. There's this thought of impact. And if I'm talking to Christians in church, maybe we even use the word general. God's general. Come on, God's general. So, you accept God's calling. You accept, you know, to serve the Lord with your life. You accept to give the Lord your life and your time and your heart. And then the next thing in your heart, which is not a bad thing, the dream in your heart is that you will make great impact, that you will be great, that you will do great stuff for the Lord. Immediately you begin to have that dream bubbling in your heart, something happens. You measure the dream and you measure your ability and your gifts and the grace of God. Your ability, I'm using several words now, ability, gifts or grace. Sometimes we talk about the giftings or the grace of God. There are different grace upon your life. It's just a long story. What we mean is ability. Different things that God has given you the ability to do. That's what we mean. And we need to think about the grace. I'm just talking about when I use the word grace, gifts, ability. Say, God has graced me. God has given me abilities. Speak English. God has gifted me. What is gifts? A gift is an ability, right? It's a simple thing. So it's like that. We're going to consider our gifts and our ability, and then because it looks small or insignificant, or the devil catches you, he blindsides you, and you begin to think about yourself as a soldier by yourself alone. But you must consider, it's a simple thought, but very powerful. You must consider the soldier as a part of an army. You must consider the soldier as a part of an army. You must know, you must remember that you are not called to significance by yourself. You are called to significance as a part of the army of Christ. You are not called to significance by yourself. You are called to significance as a part of the body of Christ, as a part of the army. So you must remember, because the devil deceives, you must remember that you are a soldier in the army. And you are significant because you are in the army. And so the devil must not deceive you into thinking that you are insignificant. Your gifts, your grace, and your calling is insignificant. No. Everything, really, really, stay with me. Simple message. I want you to get this thing. And sometimes we step back from service. The reason why many people step back from service is because of insignificance. It's not because they don't want to serve. It's not because they've not accepted the call. But because, what can I do? What can I do? What do I bring? But let me tell you, everything is significant. One. Number one. Just one. Right? If you put one in front of five, come on, what do you have? I didn't say plus. Well, you can do that if you like. But if you put one in front, I said you have five. I have letter five. And I put one in front, that's after the five. I get 51. It turns to 51. I put one in front of the five, before the five, I get what? 15. One. Zero, let me shock you. Even zero, we do in front. It might not do behind, but it's doing in front. Come on. Put zero in front of five. Turn to 50. Eh? Say, Oga, sign a check of 100,000. Eh? And Oga and the other one discuss, and they add one zero in front of that 0000. It turns to 1,000,000. So you say zero is insignificant. Come on, are you here? When that zero is combined with other alphabets, come on, without other numbers, sorry, it becomes powerful. Are you in church here? Zero in front of five becomes 50. But if you put zero by itself, it's nothing. So zero is nothing. You see, that's why we say zero is zero. But put it in front. Put zero in front of 100,000. It was 1,000,000. There's really nothing that is insignificant. There's no gift that is insignificant in the army of the Lord. No gift, no ability. Just standing there, we could come for outreach or want to talk to somebody, and somebody is standing there, and then we are talking. That is very significant. We are a force. See, but I can't do much. If you take your gift, your ability, and add this to the body of Christ, it becomes very significant. If you take your gift and ability and stand by yourself in your room, you are insignificant. But it's when you add it to the body of Christ, you see that you become very significant. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Take your Bibles to Mark chapter number 6 and verse number 34. Let's start to look at scriptures. I will say something concerning these verses, next three verses we're going to read. People step back and do nothing. They're doing nothing. Not because they don't have a gift, but because they think that the gift is insignificant. They think that their presence is insignificant. Somebody say, what do I do? What's my presence? What do I bring? Come on. So much. Just being here alone is big. Come on. It's big stuff. Hallelujah. In Mark chapter number 6 and verse number 34, the Bible says, and Jesus, when he came out, he saw much people and was moved with compassion towards them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach many things. Go ahead, next verse. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, this is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Next verse. Send them away that they may go into the country round about and into the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. He answered and said unto them, give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat? So immediately he says, give them to eat. The first thought is, where do we go? We go and buy this stuff. Right? Again, the context must have been probably the money, or where they get the stuff to buy for everybody. Right? Next verse. He said unto them, how many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fish. Are you here? So, we know the story. I don't want to read on. There will be no point to do that. We know the story. Then from the story, you say that the 5 loaves and 2 fish fed the multitude. Come on. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
But that would be wrong. The multitude did not eat 5 loaves and 2 fish. You'd be wrong, actually. Come on. Stay with me. The multitude, 5,000 people did not eat 5 loaves and 2 fish. So when we say that, we are actually off to say he fed them with 5 loaves and 2 fish. That's the lie. That's a fact. If I bring 5 loaves here, we'll finish. yeah. Not 5,000 people. No, that's what we don't get. We don't get the point here. That's the issue. We don't get the point. Let me read it as I put it down. It was not the 5 loaves and 2 fish that fed the people, but it was significant in feeding the people. There's a difference. Thank you. It's good to have a wife. I know why I say that. What I said is very powerful. It was not the 5 loaves and 2 fish that fed the people, but it was significant in feeding the people. You getting this? It was not the 5 loaves and 2 fish that fed the people. It didn't feed them. It's not possible. It won't happen. It was significant in feeding the people. The first thing was that he said, bring it to me. They gave it to the Lord. When you give yourself to the Lord, he will use you to do great things. You become significant. You become significant. You become something. We talk about big names today in church. I don't want to call people's names. We can call all the mighty names. But let's come to our church right here and right now. You now begin to say pastoral is too much. That would be a very odd, wrong statement. There's no way I can do everything by myself. I'm only significant because of all of you. I'm significant because somebody came to sing. The person who came to sing is significant because of me. We find our significance when we walk together. That's the truth. No man of God, no matter that you want to call the name, is significant by himself. Put him by himself in a room, let me tell you, nobody will listen to him. If we just take a man of God, and let's say you don't know him, and you just show you he's speaking to 5, 3, or 4 people and all that, you will not pay attention to what he's saying. Let the camera zoom to the congregation and zoom back. Let him say something. I'm ready to hear now. You can't disconnect from me just one Sunday like that now. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Everything changes. Where did the significance come from? The people sitting in front of him. We won't answer many people, though. The only reason why we answer them is because of the people that listen to them. I was telling my wife about something about beauty. Let me use this beauty thing. I think maybe I'll bring you to church. You know, once people start to say a certain person, maybe a movie actor, say this lady is very fine. Everybody just say the person is fine. Is this person? I don't really know them. I didn't grow up in Nigeria. I don't do anything in Nigeria. Don't be mistaken. It means that there's nothing in Nigeria I care about or know. I just went everything overseas. I was from even my Christian Bible knowledge, I didn't get anything from anybody here. I started eating and feeding from people abroad. So movies, I can tell you Chuck Norris. I can tell you all people that acted movies, but all these people who acted in Nigeria movie, I don't know them. So she was showing one of them. I said, okay, this lady, very popular. And she said, this one. I said, even you are deceived. The reason is because once the majority shifts to that side, the significance comes up. It's not really real. It's just perceived. So when only that significance comes up because it's not standing alone. Once you are standing alone on a matter, then it becomes significant. But when we take our giftings, right, and we give them to the Lord, and we walk within the body of Christ, we become significant. Even the one we bring becomes very powerful. So the 5 loaves and 2 fish that fed these people actually was first of all given to the Lord. It was not just given to Jesus, so Don't mistake him. You just read the thing and jump and say, he didn't feed them like that. After he now prayed, he now gave it to the disciples. Disciples now began to share. You see the process that it happened. It didn't happen. Jesus didn't stand up and start feeding them. Jesus stand up and start feeding everybody one by one. Nobody will finish eating that day. There was a lot of things that made 5 loaves and 2 fish become significant. A lot of things there. But when you put all of them together, it becomes significant. Are you here? That's what I'm telling you now. So when you take your giftings and then you give them to the Lord, it becomes very significant. Bring it first. The first thing is before you begin to hide it and say, I don't have nothing. The first thing is to bring it. Bring it first. Put it. You will see that you are very significant. Step up to usher. Step up to join the outreach. We are coming for outreach and there's 2 of us or there's 3 of us. When you come, that makes 4 of us. We can split 2 by 2. 2 people go to this region, 2 people go to this region. But if it's just 3 of us, most of the time we can't split. If we split 2, it will remain 1 person. Come on. You see how important your coming out for outreach is. If not, you say, but I can't preach. Will they say, come and preach? You have to get this stuff. Come and stand there. Because when we are not going, the person who wants to preach will preach. But with you there, it becomes something important to the person who wants to listen. If you just walk alone, you just walk out, come. Because I want to talk to you about Jesus. Say, yeah. But if 2 of you come, and we want to talk to you. Okay, let's talk. It's more important. It's more powerful like that. It becomes significant. Just standing there. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Bring it first. If you don't bring it, it is insignificant. When you bring it, it becomes very significant. You will not see how significant you are until you step up. You will not see how significant your place is until you add it to it. Come on. If you have, when we are talking about money, you know that this thing is very important. Even the one I was sharing just now, if they remove 1 naira from 1,000, come on, you don't show to. Come on. I'm trying to say, you are a soldier in an army. But a soldier by himself is not significant. If he's by himself. But in the army, if he adds himself to the army becomes a strong people. Come on, it becomes a strong force. Right? If you consider Peter, I'm going forward. Consider Peter. I'm going to give you some examples. Consider Peter and the other disciples. Unlearned men, the Bible says, they accepted to step up with the things that they had, and they made great significant impact. You see that now? Peter and disciples were just fishermen. The thing is not what they did after. If you jump the fact that they gave themselves to the Lord, they accepted it. When imagine you call Peter, he say, I'm just a fisherman. I'm insignificant. Come on. I'm just a fisherman. I'm insignificant. I won't do anything. But he says, all right. I should follow you. Alright, I'll follow you. Then he calls others. They become 12. And they each individually bring their strengths to the body of Christ. And guess what? They made impact. But they were unlearned men. They were just nobodies. But they gave themselves to the Lord. As a member of the body, every part becomes significant. That's a powerful statement. As a member of the body, every part becomes significant. So you cannot look at yourself by yourself. Even your coming to church is very significant. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Just coming to church. Because somebody has come to church and then he looks around. Because you are there, he says, okay, I will join. Imagine you might look we are funny right now. You can think we are funny right now. But you can imagine when we started ministry. When I started ministry, it was on the floor outside Sport Complex, University of Benin. People sat on the floor. Nobody, no nothing. Like, we wrote on paper and biro. Paper and biro. Victory Christian Center. That's how I started. Paper and biro. And said the venue was red carpet called Sport Complex. And then we went there to stand, hoping to see the people that we invited. Because Sport Complex is a very big place. So you get into the red carpet court. And then when you got there, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Church has started. Sing a song or two in public. Where people are playing tennis. People are running around. And then sit on the floor. And then we will teach. Then I will come and I will teach Bible. Carry my Bible and I will teach. And then I always told you, we always advise ladies to wear trousers or goose skirt because you have to sit and fold your leg and sit down like on the floor. If you have come that time, you will say, I mean, why use that church? I'll be,
But everybody that came gave significance to the ministry. So before you begin to think you have nothing to offer and there's no point to step up for God, you will be wrong. Step up for God. Join the body of Christ and then you become significant. Let me tell you, I was giving this example. This, you see your finger, you see five fingers like this now. If you remove this one, gripping things become difficult. You can't think about it. Remove this one, self, the same thing will happen. Everything changes. There is no part that is insignificant. As a part of the body, it becomes significant. Are you here? So the key, what I want to share with you today, is the key is step up. Step up and see your significance. Don't judge yourself by yourself in your room and say, I have nothing to offer. Don't do that. That's bad. Let's look at another example. Aaron and all. Exodus chapter number 17. I'm going to give you examples of my example. Exodus chapter number 17. Let's look at another one. There's no such thing as an insignificant soldier if he or she will only add his gifts to the body of Christ. No such thing as an insignificant soldier. No such thing. I remember one time, I've told you this story several times. We kept on moving. I've told you this story several times, but it will help us here. We kept on moving and we grew from that place and we started to use a viewing center. We used a viewing center for our church for some time in the custody. And then after some time, we got a facility, a space of our own. Not we pack up equipment and pack and go. It would be our own. Altar was, everything was said. I was so excited. It was small enough. It was small, so I couldn't cut an office or have an office space. But I would come to church. Then I, you know, as a student, I'm free. I come to church. You know, I just want to be in my church and sit down there and, you know, be in church and I'm praying. I'm reading the Bible and praying in church and doing all that kind of stuff. And I sat down sometime and the devil just came to me and like, come on, what are you doing? I mean, this thing you are doing is nothing. It's nothing. Look at where you are. You don't even have office. Technically, there's no office. This table and chair. The table was where they keep equipment, where they keep mixer amp and co. And then we didn't have so much, so we just have one mixer amp there. So we just drop the mixer amp down, it becomes pastor's table. And I put a chair there and all that. I said, see, this thing you are doing is significant. Let me tell you, just look this way. If you come out of that where we were, just go this way, you see churches, big churches. If you come this way, big churches, go in, just take, cross that place, enter into campus. All the major names are there. What are you doing? I mean, you don't even have enough people. 17 and a half people you have in this place. And you say, hey, pastor. I mean, close this thing down before you waste your life, destroy your life. And in that moment, that pressure, that thing was there. And I said, you see, you're talking to somebody. And I said, even if the pebble inside your shoe, I will continue doing this thing to keep you uncomfortable. Right? I'll keep doing this ministry. I'll make you uncomfortable. And you will not be comfortable. I know what it meant to. I know what it means to have a stone inside your shoe and you have put that shoe and you are uncomfortable. I said, that's what I would do. I mean, a stone inside your shoe is not much, but it will keep you uncomfortable. Come on. The significance in the body of Christ. There's significance there. If you're not doing anything, you're not doing anything. Come on. If you're not even doing anything, why would you want it to stop? Why do you want it to step back? Why do you want it to quit the army if you're not doing anything? Are you here? The devil always deceives people and you think that you're not doing anything. But today, by God's Spirit, we have services going on in three different locations. I mean, churches are giving, things are happening, more things are happening. We are online anywhere in the world. You can join online and be blessed by our services. No, we're making impact. We're going somewhere. In the body of Christ, collectively. If you still look at the church today, as it is today, with all of us, with all these three locations I'm saying, we never ever reach one person church for one side. Come on. Yeah. I mean, Pastor, the way you will gather on a Sunday like this, your word has ended already now. Just imagine, I mean, people are doing great stuff. You say, so those that you always get to that point. But if you add us, our 100 people to his 5,000 becomes what? Come on. 5,100. The body of Christ is bigger and stronger. Don't let the devil deceive you. Don't let the devil deceive you. Say, step on your anything. That's a lie of the devil. You are significant. We are doing something for the body of Christ. Amen. Consider Aaron and all. The Bible says Moses' hands were heavy. We just jumped into the story. The Lord says to Moses, go fight the Amalekites. And then he says to Aaron, all right, go fight. And then Moses climbs up a mountain and Moses is praying. He lifts up his hands to God. And when he lifts up his hands to God, the Israelites win. When his hands became weary and his hands came down, the Israelites lose. And so the Bible says, we jump into the story here. The Bible says Moses' hands were heavy. And they took, the day is Aaron and all. And they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and all, so they said, you sit down. And Aaron and all stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. Are you here? All right. So let's consider the army now. We're talking about a soldier in the army. Look at this. Let me take Aaron. You know Joshua was in the battlefield fighting. Joshua was fighting down there. Moses was up here praying. And then Joshua had people who could wield the sword. They could use the sword. And Aaron and all, they were right here with Moses, and Moses was praying. But if you consider the story and look at significance, Aaron was not Joshua. Aaron could not do what Joshua could do. He could not lead people in battle. Come on. He couldn't lead people in battle. Aaron and all, obviously, they were all less like me. They're not fighters. No muzzle, no if. Aaron decided. You're Dutch. They can't be throwing blow and be there. Why would I be there? What nonsense is that? I don't. Some of you are power. You really up there. If I see what's happening here, I go the other way. It's simple. It's simple. Why would I go there? I don't go to that kind of place. I feel pain. Don't blow. I want somebody blow. No. I don't want to think about it. It's terrible. I mean, I don't even know why people fight. My wife fights too. She was fighting when she was school. She used to fight. It's scary. I mean, we're talking about our school stories. See, me, I'll now somewhere there. I'll try. After school, I'll block him. Me, I was the one that went to block. I was the one always running. After that, just before school closed, bam, I don't go. You're not going to block me and beat me. Why would I say that? Ha! You know? But because they're Aaron, I think they were, they couldn't, these guys were not fighters. They think they were in there. It was not Joshua. They could not fight. It was not Moses. He could not pray. They couldn't pray. They didn't have the relationship that Moses had with God. They didn't have the skill with a sword that Joshua had to stuff. They couldn't even join Joshua because they were not Joshua's men doing stuff and joining him to fight. But they stood and held Moses' hands. Is there anybody that is insignificant? If you look at this matter very well and you consider the fact that Aaron and all, if you think about the fact that they were not there and they said, we cannot fight, let's go and hide inside hole and stay in our house and lock door. Because we cannot fight. They wouldn't have been there to help Moses. Joshua would have lost. Moses would have tired. The whole army of the whole Israel would have failed. Are you here? But in the body of Christ today, we tend to think that some people are more significant than some people. But that is a lie. I said that's a lie. Everybody is significant. And in this body, in this place, in this body, you are significant. Come on. This time you start preaching for me. I'm done with this thing here. I still have two more to give you. I'll give you enough scriptures. This thing, you are significant in these things. Everybody's going to say, so me, because I cannot preach, you don't need to come preach. Just come to church. Your sitting down is very good for me. Huh? And let me tell you, your nodding your head also is very important. Huh? Nod your head. Ask spiritual. I'll be very happy. Rema. Once you are saying that, I'll be excited. I'll be preaching very well. You're walking. That's good work. Some of you will not see nod your head. You will not see ask me. I don't understand. What is it? I say you're looking and nodding is not Jimmy on. That's significant. It's like Aaron. Oh, you say I'll be your leg, just the nod your head. It's easy now. You can do it. Amen.
Amen.
Even your amen is significant. You not your assignment. It will move my spirit to preach. Me, I will not know you are faking it. Me, I will not be preaching heavy. Somebody, one or two people will not be blessed. Maybe you two will not be blessed. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Come on, I'm trying to be cool here. But I'm trying to show you that there's no part. If you look at the Israelites together, you will see that these people were fighting. This guy was praying. But we had these people who could neither fight nor pray. The only thing they could do, very simple, small. I tire for this about the body of Christ, truthfully. And I hope that you will break out of it today in the mind by the grace of God. We always weigh people by and say, this person is insignificant. This thing. Then I don't want you to put yourself there and say, I am nothing. You are very powerful and mighty in the army of the Lord. You are. Just stand there. You know, when you look at an army, you see 5,000. Out of the 5,000, not all of them are valiant too. Some of them are shaking. Come on. Some of them are shaking. But when you see 5,000, you see the multitude. Guess what? As far as you are concerned, it's a mighty army. They are standing there and holding prayer and say, it's a lie. The army is shaking and say, who are those guys? See, they're menu. They're not menu. Half of them, they shake for inside there. One, they say, hey, I don't marry what, I don't die. Come on. I'm not joking, man, but I'm joking, but this thing is real. Just presence is significance. Just presence is significance. If you give your stuff, and I give my stuff, and he gives his stuff, and she brings her own stuff, we become a mighty army. The only way we can make that impact is for you to wake up and understand that you are significant in the body of Christ. Very significant in the body of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So we see Aaron and all. Alone. They do nothing. They couldn't make anything. But together, alone, there was nothing. They didn't stand a chance. But together, we are significant. They become a significant force. So, I can't be Joshua. I can't be Moses. Are you here? Let me show you something in 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. Let me do this and I'll do one last and then I'm done. I give you, the Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every truth is established. Have you? Shall I be witnessing? Give me witness now. So you should be able to, after at the end of this service, you should be able to say, come on. I'm significant. My gift is significant. So the devil can't deceive you anymore. My presence is significant. Come on. My 500 naira is significant. Sometimes we don't give it because we say it's useless. Sometimes we don't give it. We say it's useless. You know, I heard about something on Wednesday. Somebody told me something just off. I was just so down. I knew this person. They just told me the person passed and some days ago. I was just in shock and all that. And I didn't know the person as a person. I only saw him. That's, you mean, I'm getting to maybe a time or two, maybe my car is faulty or fixing my car, then I'll get to ride with his pastor, and I meet this person in the car. So he was taking this person off. And I heard that, actually, he said it was an accident. I was so shocked and all that. And I was like, oh, so the young man, I said, no, he has three children. I said, he has three children? Woo! I was shocked, you know. And I said, I said, all right, please, when it's time, let me know. I want to give something. I want to put something. I mean, three children, it's not easy. This woman is going to be with children. Blah, blah, blah. And he was a government worker. Any salary, every month, you can imagine the impact of the family. And I said, all right, I want to give something. So let me know. I will do something. I think I don't want to say something. I said, I'll do something like that. But if you consider what I want to give, what I intend to give, and what I said I would give, I was telling my wife about it. What I intend to give, I mean, it's end of the world. It's end of the world. Come on. But I will give it. Because I understand that every little thing, they'll say nothing is too small, nothing is too big. You understand? But most of the time, they'll say there's no point. What I will give will not pay school fees. You see that now? But should I give it or not? Should I, on the basis of insignificance, that is too small, it cannot solve his whole problem. This is a real human being. Earning and taking care of the family, even if we do that, it won't mean anything. But if I step up with what I have, and somebody steps up with what he has, and somebody else steps up with what we have, it will become significant. It will make an impact. It will touch somebody. That's the idea. So don't step back and say I'm insignificant. Don't say if I preach, nobody will answer. That's not the idea. Preach. Somebody in that bus, somebody in the bus might sit down. Nobody will answer. You say in Jesus' name I pray, I preach, you know the Lord is good and God loves you. And everybody will say, all right, thank you, and go. But somebody will sit in that bus and say, this thing this day said touch me. That message has come in as seed. And somebody has to water it and get a harvest. That message you said was insignificant message. There's no point. Nobody responded. You come out of the bus and say, I don't preach. Nobody will answer. I will not preach again. No, it was a very significant message. It made an impact in the heart of somebody. Are you here? In 1 Corinthians chapter 3:6, look at it. It says, I have planted. I have planted. Apollos watered. But what? God gave the increase. Are you here? The real issue. Let me show you this. It's a very simple one. This one is simple. If Paul planted and Apollos didn't water, what will happen? Is this significance here? But if I ask you, who is Apollos? What concern you concern Apollos? Everybody knows Paul. If I say, who do you want to be in future? You grow up as a Christian, strong Christian. Who do you want to be? Paul. Everybody wants to be Paul. But if Apostle Paul is planting and there's nobody to water, the thing will die. If Apollos, with his ability to water, is watering empty ground, grass will be growing. We see the combination here. The body of Christ, we need to wake up. We need to wake up that this person is planting and this person is watering, and then we are seeing increase from God. That God is giving the increase. So, who is greater here now? You start now. Say, Paul, we all think about things in a certain way. If I say, let's serve God, let's live for God, the only thing you think about is, I will not be a preacher, I will not preach in the church. Who is preaching this service now is pastor. It means that all of us are insignificant. The technical, the choir, they are all insignificant, but the only significant person in this church now is pastor here. If the sound goes off, that's finished. Come on. I don't even know how they go live. I've never ever seen, in this season, we're still going live for years now. If they ask me how they go live, and they say, I'm the only one in this church, we won't go live, oh, that's finished. That's the day we go physical. I won't know what to do. You see that? So, they're not significant, it's only the pastor. That's not true. You are significant. Everybody is significant. The eye is significant. The ear is significant. The nose is significant. The hands are significant. Every part of your body is significant. Every part. Every part. You are a member of the body of Christ. That means you are significant. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Paul planted. Apollos watered. God gave the increase. We can't water. If he carries water and be pouring, it will be grass that will come out, definitely. If Paul is planting and nobody is watering, then there's a problem. So both the planter and the waterer, come on, they are significant. And who gave the increase here? They both yielded to their calling. They both did what they should do. Don't try to be something else. Don't try to go outside of your gifts and callings. Don't try to go outside of it. Stay within your gift and bring your gift to the Lord. Are you here? This is what I can do. Don't let the devil say, you can't preach. Have you not seen Pastor here? When he preaches on Sunday, he bring it down step by step. Everything becomes important. Everything becomes powerful. See scriptures. I don't even know Bible. So therefore. No. I'm doing my part. You do your part. Invite a friend. Just talk to a friend. A friend. A co-worker. Somebody works with you. Needs to hear this message. Come on. A co-worker. You know, I was talking to somebody else doing this counseling, marriage relationship. We're talking about that. I said, see, listen, most of the time, I don't know, people get married and it becomes a quarrel, becomes a fight. The husband or the father, who is more significant? The father or the mother is bigger. See, but together, the family works. This is my own, his own. I said, if the man cannot pay house rent, and for whatever reason, and they want to push somebody out of the house, they want to push you people out of the house, would you be out of the house or would you be in the house? Do you get the point here? It's this thing. If you think we are in a battle and you want to do husband and wife battle, you just lose. Because two of you together will go forward as a force. But if you stand the one way and say, it's the man, it's doing who to do what. It's just that we should bring our own parts and make this thing work. That's how it ought to be. Amen. Even in the church, it's not all on me. It's on me and you. Together. That's how we make the church work. Are you here? So Paul planted, Apollos watered, God gave the increase. So I'm planting. You could plant. Talk to a friend. You could preach in a bus. Jack will be planting. Somebody else will water. Somebody else will just come and preach and talk to her. Because of that message you preached that time, her heart is already soft. And then she just comes and say, come. And then she follows that person maybe to church or begins to step up and all that. That person is watering and getting increase from where you are planted.
Yes,
sir. So you now think the planting is insignificant. Nothing is insignificant. I said even zero is not insignificant. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
My final scripture will come from Matthew chapter number 10. And verse number 42. I think I have more than three witnesses already. So are you ready to step up?
Yes,
will you hide your gift and say, I'm insignificant?
Yes,
I don't know Bible. I know people preach. I know fine. Come on. Whatever. There are many excuses. But you are a soldier in an army. And you bring your part to the army. When you bring your part, it works. Come on. Look at this again. Enough example. They are all powerful. I'm sure you get the message. Very simple message. Very simple message. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. See that there? He didn't preach. He didn't do the preaching. He didn't do the Bible study and the analysis and the scriptural something. He didn't do anything. The only thing he could get was a cup of cold water. And so you bring that cup of cold water to the man. I know you might miss the concept of this scripture. Let me tell you why we'll miss it. Because we are thinking in our own day and time. You will miss the power of this scripture and how significant a cup of cold water is. There's no fridge, Joe. No electricity, no fridge. So when Jesus says cold water, what did you think? Where did cold water come from? That's the problem. When we read Bible, we don't read it correctly. So you just read and go. You're not reading Bible in the context of the people of Jesus. They had to get to cold water. Your parents will tell you in those days, they will dig where ground and bury something inside the ground, the calabash inside the ground, and put the water there. And they'll make sure they shade around that area. That's the only way that water can be cold. If it's outside, it will be warm. And in the big shade that place, that's how they can get cold water. They could get cold water. And then again, that is one. Oh, two, you have to get the context of a cup of cold water in the Middle East. The rainfall is not like your own. It's just shown like this, 24/7. Huh? And so when Jesus says a cup of cold water, I want to show you something. He can't do much in terms of preaching and running around the whole place, combating people and winning souls. But he can prepare that cup of cold water. Get that cold water. And he can give a cup. Not the whole drum. A cup. Jesus says that cup is significant. But when we consider the preacher as significant. We don't consider the person who gave the preacher a cup of cold water as significant. But Jesus says it is significant. Are you here? So how do you see your contribution? Come on. I can't preach. Pastor Ray can preach. Pastor Ray should do the work. What about a cup of cold water? He needs it. This guy can preach so much, but he doesn't have a cup of cold water. Come on. He's moving up and down, so maybe he doesn't have the time to do it. Or maybe he doesn't even have the skill to prepare a cup of cold water. But a cup of cold water is so significant. Very significant for a weary traveler, for a weary preacher. Very significant. When I'm done here, there's water on my table. Most of the time, I'm not speaking, you are dry, just to take something, refill, just a cup, just small. I just take a little now, I don't even drink the whole thing, just a cup, just a little cup. It's always like that, it's very important. So imagine preaching here and preaching there and preaching there, and sometimes all you can say is, Pastor, I really appreciate you, thank you for this message. That one means something, it means something, no? I mean, there are times I get a message, Pastor, I get a message some of the time. Thank you so much. Pastor, somebody say, Pastor, thank you so much. Last week was so powerful. Just thank you so much, Pastor. Last week was so powerful. You know how much strength that gives to me to prepare and to walk again towards ministry. And be blessed. So just that is significant. So if God even lays it in your heart, you see, you say, oh, Pastor, thank you. Don't say, it's nothing. Yeah, Pastor, very strong Pastor, anointed man of God. He has been doing this thing for 16 years. Nothing they do. If they shake. thank you. I just say, hey. Sometimes I'm not preaching. I'll say, you better see how they talk nonsense today. Holy Spirit. Only you and I will take this word and bless this people. It's all today, bless you. I know you're connected. What? Calabar. I see how Holy Spirit will still connect now. What's now I want? I'm picking all manner of things. And somebody now says, hey. My wife will just say, Pastor, I said, babe, said, man, today, you don't finish. I said, I'm pretty sure. Say, man, today was good. I said, Baba, well. Because maybe not my wife. There's somebody else online, just say, Pastor, someone. You know, when you talk about this, I just say, I don't drop a message. Someone just say, this message was for me. I'm like, I thought I was just dropping the message there. You know, it's so significant what you do. So before you begin to say, just this or that is not important. No, just give a little here or do something there. It's important. Just come around for the outreach. It's important. It's significant. You are a part of the army of Christ. And your role is significant. Even if it's just to hold Moses' hand. Just hold Moses' hand. It's significant. I can't carry a sword. I can't fight. But I can hold Moses' hand. I can't preach, but I can give you a cup of cold water. Together, the body works. Together. But the goal is not together, the body works. That's not my message. My message is you are significant. And the devil tells you are nothing. The devil tells you maybe he brings about sin in your life, or you know, your spirituality. Come on, your spirituality. Say, you're not even really spiritual. You know, the cup of cold water, is it spiritual? Come on. It's ordinary. I say it's ordinary. Is that what is a spiritual something? That's not a spiritual something. That's ordinary now. Holding Moses' hand. Do you have to speak in tongues to hold Moses' hands? Yeah, we'll speak in tongues. Don't hold Moses' hand. Use one yourself. Hold on. If you have muscle. I mean, you don't do like this and wondering what's wrong with Moses. You sure you don't carry Moses up and put on your head and say, I'm sure the closer you are to heaven, the better. You don't be there. Is that you don't need speaking in tongues for that one? Not spiritual. Because sometimes the devil says you are not even spiritual. But you are in the army. Come on. Because it comes with your spirituality. It says the money you give, by doing a project, you just give 1,000, it's insignificant. Everything is insignificant. And then you are not even spiritual. You don't have to be spiritual to give a cup of cold water. You don't have to be spiritual to hold Moses' hands. We could take Paul planted as spiritual, Apollos watered as spiritual, I agree. But I mean, there are many things, other things that are not necessarily spiritual. But you just do them and you participate. So, you are significant in the body of Christ. Somebody said something, he says, thank you. Somebody says something, thank you. Somebody says, alone, a flame, together, a fire. There's a difference. Alone, just a single flame burning. You can just, you know, but together, it's a fire. Blazing fire. Bring your own. Add your own. When you bring it to the body, I say it becomes very significant. Alone, put it one side, you might say I'm nothing, but bring it to the body is very powerful. Very powerful. Amen? Amen. Somebody blessed today?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Would you bow your heads this morning? Would you bow your heads this morning? And move to the point of significance. Move to the place of significance. And say, you know, somebody handles our social media platforms. She's posting online. She's writing the stuff, doing all that stuff. Somebody does that. That's somebody's job. That's not my job. I prepare the message. Somebody designs the flyer. So what do you bring to the table? It's significant. What can you bring? You are significant. Don't let the devil cheat you out of participating with the body of Christ. Somebody is an usher here. Somebody stands to usher you and say, welcome, sit in church. Somebody invited you to church. You know, everybody is significant in the body of Christ. You are significant. Even if you gave your life to Christ yesterday, you are very, very significant in the body of Christ. I say you are very significant in the body of Christ. Don't play down your role or your place in the body of Christ and just, you know, you're there and saying, I can't do anything. All I can do is supply a cup of cold water. I say that cup of cold water is powerful. Somebody says, oh, Pastor, thank you so much. I mean, that's powerful. Somebody says, oh, I can't really preach, but I can give. Somebody says, then you give. Come on. I can do my part. So I want you to today, this morning, I want to say, Father, I thank you because I see my significance. I will do my part. I will step up. I will step up in this army. Come on. In the army of the Lord, I am significant. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. The army is made up of multiple soldiers, many, many soldiers. And I'm one. I'm a soldier and I'm significant. My role and my place is important. I am important in the scheme of things. Devil, get lost. I'm going to bring my portion to the body of Christ. I'm going to contribute my portion to the body of Christ. I'm going to contribute my portion to the church. Come on. What can you give? What can you bring to the church? What can you do? You could be in technicals. You could be in the ushering. You could join. You could not join. Come out for outreach and stand there and participate. What can you do? You could sing. Maybe you can sing. Then join the choir and sing. Whatever you can do, you can play the keyboard. Step up to do something. Step up. You are significant. Today you say, Father, I know now I am in the army and I am significant. I contribute something. I do something. I will give something. I will say something. I will come out for outreaches. I will be there. I will give a cup of cold water. I will hold Moses' hands. Come on. Father, I am ready. Solo boko shala baba baro koshito de mo broko sente de mo shala. Iko boko sita la kabashande de kombesh. Riga basaka la baya sanda la kabo. Come on, it's time for you to pray. It's time for you to pray and say, Lord, Lord, I am significant. I step up now. Come on, Father, I step up. I step up. I'm going to participate. I'm going to participate. I'm going to do something. I'm going to do what you say I should do. Whatever it is you want me to do, I will do it. I'm going to do something. I'm going to do something. I'm significant. If it's a cup of cold water, come on. Hold on, whatever it is, Lord. Whatever it is, today, come on, this is that meeting. This is that meeting. This is that meeting. Oh, Salabakalaboshi. Bakalabasa, Salabakalaboshi. De Mahano, Soliko, de Barego, Salamaha. Jesus. Jesus. I step up now. Come on. I step up now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. To do what you say for me to do. Significance. Significance. I'm significant in the army. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many times, the reason why we're not contributing and bringing our portion in the army of the Lord is because we feel that our portion is insignificant. That what we are doing is small. It doesn't make a difference. But that's a lie. That's a lie. The devil wants you to step back with your gifts. Your 5 loaves and 2 fish cannot feed the multitude. But if you give it to the Lord, it will become significant in feeding the multitude. Come on. So you need to know that. Don't let the devil push you back. Don't keep your gift. Don't keep your contribution. And stay down and say, I really can't do much. I really don't know much. I really don't know much scripture. I don't know scripture. I can't even really pray. I don't even have much. It's just like, oh man, if I even give, just my can give. Today is the end of all that. Today you rise up into your place in Christ. And I want to say this. I want to say this for somebody here. And the only way you begin to see the blessings of God, one of the ways you begin to see the blessings of God flow into your life is when you pick up this significance. It's when you step up into your place. Sometimes you say, I'm not significant. I'm waiting to be significant. I'm waiting for God to bless me or do something in my life before I will step out. But no. When you step out with what you have, and you give the cup of cold water, God will bless you and increase you and enable you. And then you will see yourself doing more. You will find that together you are making impact on the body of Christ. So I want you to see this clearly. And I want today to mark the end of holding back your gifts, holding back your abilities, whatever they are. I want to, by this service, I want you to understand that there's no gift. There's no spiritual gift and no spiritual gift. Playing the keyboard is not a spiritual something, but it's important. Just doing technical stuff is not a spiritual thing. Sweeping church. Until somebody comes to share testimony, praise the Lord, and the Lord says, I'm sweeping church, I'm sweeping my trouble away. Everybody says, sweeping church. But sweeping church is just sweeping church. I can't preach, but I can sweep church. I can't preach, but I can clean church. I'm not going to be available for the outreach, but I can't preach, but I can come around for the outreach. I'm not going to be available for the outreach, but I can talk to my friends. I'm not going to be able to do this, but today you find that you are significant in the body of Christ. And so I pray for you. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the blindness and the things that hold the soldier back from stepping out and contributing his quarter, that it will take it from you in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that from today, as you begin to participate and you bring your quarter and you bring your portion into the body of Christ, you begin to experience the blessing of the Lord. You begin to experience the fulfillment in service. In the name of Jesus, I pray that God's grace will overflow in your life. That he will strengthen you with might in your inner man. That you will step out boldly and that you will serve. You will step out boldly and that you will participate. In the name of Jesus.
The lie of the devil is broken today. You are free to fly. You are free to soar. You are free to bring your portion in. As you bring your portion in, there's fulfillment and there's joy in your heart. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I speak blessings upon your life. I speak increase upon your life. In the name of Jesus. I speak healing for your body right now. In the name of Jesus. I speak breakthrough for you now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, wisdom is loud inside of you. You know what to do. You take the right steps. In the name of Jesus. Jesus is magnified in your life. Christ is glorified in your life. In the name of Jesus. Through you, many come to know the Lord. Through your participation, many come to know the Lord. In the name of Jesus. You are not alone. You are a part of the body of Christ. You are a part of the army. And you step out boldly. And through your life, through your participation, many come to the Lord. And you receive a full reward in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.